I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So Sunday night, November 28th, Sunday night here of 2021, we're getting ready to start the Feast of Hanukkah, the 8 nights or 8 days of Hanukkah, which is a time of miracles. Hanukkah is a reminder of this story where God's people, the Jewish people, took back control of the temple. But when they took back control of the temple, they only had enough oil to light the lamps for one night. And it's interesting. They could have chosen not to even get started. They could have just said, you know what? We don't have enough. We're not even going to try. But they chose to light the lamps anyway. They chose to light the lamps. They got started. They did that one night. And God made the oil last for 8 nights. God did the miraculous, and he multiplied the oil, making it last for 8 nights. This is a reminder for us. Think of the story of the woman who doesn't have enough money to pay off her debts. And God multiplies her oil. The prophet Elijah, is it Elijah or Elisha, tells her, he said, what do you have? She said, nothing. He said, what do you have in your house? She says, nothing. He said, well, then go borrow some vessels from your neighbor. She said, I have a little bit of olive oil. At first, she says nothing. She says, I have a little bit of olive oil. And then he says, go borrow some vessels from your neighbors, bring them back in and close the door. And then begin to pour that olive oil into the vessels and just keep pouring. And as she begins to pour, the oil begins to multiply. And she keeps pouring as long as she has vessels to pour into. Think about the vessels of her neighbors. She continues to pour out into those vessels. And as soon as she runs out, then the oil stops. And the prophet tells her, go sell the oil and pay off your debts and live off of the rest. This season of Hanukkah, it's a time of miracles. It's a reminder that God can take the little bit that we have and he can do the miraculous with it. He can take the little bit that we have and he can do the miraculous with it. But he needs us to do what? He needs us to get started. Often we don't get started because we think, oh, I don't have enough. I can't do it. It's not possible. So we don't get started. He can take the little bit that we have and do the miraculous. And the question becomes, what do you have in your house? What can you use to do some good? What step can you take? And this is a time of year, a reminder. This is the dedication of the temple as well. They rededicated the temple during this time. Dedicating ourselves to a higher level of love in your life. So my question is, what have you been believing for? What have you been believing God for a long time? Maybe it's a breakthrough in your health. Maybe it's a breakthrough in a relationship. Maybe it's a breakthrough in your finances. And it looks like it's not possible. It looks like it's not enough. Maybe you've been believing God for help to write a book or create a business or start a ministry, or something's been stirring on the inside of you. It just seems like you don't have enough. Like it's not possible. Like it's never going to happen. And this is a time of year. There's a reminder for us. If we'll just get started, we'll believe and we'll show up, we'll get started, we'll take those steps, we'll walk in love, God can do the miraculous. He can take the little bit that we have and he can multiply it and he can do the miraculous. So we're going to take communion over this, for this upcoming week, for this time of Hanukkah that's coming up. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for your love, that you loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only Son to give us life. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things richly to enjoy? We're so thankful for your unfailing love for us and your power that nothing's impossible for you. That we can just fix our eyes on you. We can show up. We can do the things that we know to do today. Just go about our day doing good, keeping our eyes focused on you. And you can take a little bit that we have and you can do the miraculous. And Father, I'm asking for all those areas, everybody that's watching or listening. Any areas that they've been believing in you for a breakthrough. Whether that's in a business, a ministry, in their personal lives, in a relationship, in their finances, in their health. Some kind of breakthrough they've been believing you for, Lord. That as they commit to getting started, take the little bit that you have, that you're going to multiply it and you're going to do the miraculous, Lord. This is a season for miracles. This time of year is a reminder for us that God does this. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And they said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. He wants to help. He has this eager desire. Nothing makes him happier than to get to help his kids, to help them do good, to help them see good things happening in their lives, just like any good parent. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. It's a time of year. The world is getting darker. The season of the year, it's getting darker out earlier, but it's time for let your light shine even brighter. Hanukkah is a reminder of light. It's the festival of lights. Reminder to let your light shine brighter every day, to keep growing and expanding. And part of this is God begins to set you free. And so that your light shines brighter and brighter. He's going to set you free from glory to glory, from faith to faith, so that your light shines brighter and brighter, and he gets the glory because of it. So Father, we thank you for this cup. Thank you for this covenant of love and peace with you. I ask you to bless this cup in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out this week. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Keep executing. Keep doing those things that you know to do. Keep believing in him and trusting in him that at the perfect time, he's going to begin to set you free. You're going to see some breakthroughs coming very soon, I believe. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.